416-319-0080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours today, Friday, the 9th of January, 2026, with a real feel of 22 degrees Celsius. It's currently 24 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. Fred Membe questions benefits of strong kwacha. Zambia aged to capitalize on rising copper prices. And Jersey returns $9.5 million of tainted funds to Nigeria.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe says the appreciation of the kwacha against the US dollar has failed to translate into improved livelihoods for ordinary Zambians. The kwacha is currently trading between 19 kwacha 15 gwe and 19 kwacha 95 gwe against the US dollar. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM News, Dr. Membe said the currency gains have coincided with the externalization of public funds and the accumulation of an estimated 85 billion kwacha in unpaid government debt owed to local suppliers. He said the delayed payments to suppliers go beyond administrative inefficiency and amount to a serious breach of trust between the state and its citizens. Dr. Membe has further noted that unpaid invoices directly contribute to job losses, reduced incomes, and increased dependence on political patronage. Petroleum expert Dr. Kafula Mubanga has expressed concern that despite Zambia having about 500 registered oil marketing companies, only 10% have been contracted to import and supply fuel to the government under the UPND administration, compared to about 50% under the PEF government. Dr. Mubanga has told Hot FM News that this situation has frustrated many OMCs that have been sidelined from participating in the fuel supply market. He has further noted that the government's decision to begin procuring fuel in bulk requires wider consultation, stating that the country currently lacks adequate infrastructure to store fuel in large quantities. Dr. Mulanga has also alleged that the move to procure fuel in bulk is intended to benefit a few individuals connected to those in power.
What we do know is that there are few selfish individuals that wants to aggregate these volumes for their own benefit to have control. Out of the 500 licensed OMCs, only less than 10% are participating in the supply. This was very different from what we had in previous regimes. It stimulated growth to that extent because the previous regime gave a very direct policy on participation of the locals. The majors or tier ones were given a threshold of 50% and the locals were given a threshold of 50%.
Now, economist Noel Nkoma says Zambia should harness the surge in power price in copper prices, I beg your pardon, on the international market for maximum economic benefit. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Mr. Nkoma said the country must learn from past experiences and ensure it is well positioned to take advantage of favorable commodity prices. He has noted that the rise in copper prices has contributed to the appreciation of the kwacha against the US dollar, adding that the currency is expected to remain stable. Mr. Nkoma has further described the economy in 2025 as resilient, citing increased investor confidence.
Most importantly also is the increase in production. Remember that we're talking from about 600,000 to almost 1 million tons. So all those factors combined speak to what we are seeing today. But I think that commodity prices being what they are, just like oil, they have a season where they can, you know, surge and they can also come down. But I think we should learn lessons from our past experience where we had the copper boom, prices were high up there, but we should now say to ourselves, how do we harness this windfall that we are seeing today?
In more news this afternoon, opposition Muntu Party President Stephen Nyerenda has urged citizens to critically scrutinize all political leaders seeking to govern the country ahead of the general elections. Speaking on the Muntu Akambe program on Hot FM, Mr. Nyerenda says not every politician in Zambia is qualified to become president. He said leadership is not about wealth or excessive talk, but about the capability to lead. Mr. Nyirenda also said he is ready to work with any political party committed to national development.
We will go back to a monster, check the people, look at them, and weigh them properly. It's not about money. It's not about who talks loud. It's not about who is more influential. No, it is about the capability, the integrity, the principles, and the power, the knowledge, the power to make sure that this person is able to lead the team. Because people cannot lead the team. If I'm a leader, I should not think that I know it all. No.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Mine Workers Union of Zambia, MUZA, has welcomed the successful conclusion of salary negotiations with CNMC Luansha Copper Mines, which have resulted in a 10% salary increment for unionized workers. The agreement was officially signed on January 8, 2026, following engagements between the union and the mine management. In a statement, MUZA President Joseph Chewes has described the outcome as a positive step towards improving the welfare of mine workers. Mr. Chewe has noted that the increment builds on gains made in the 2025 salary review, underscoring the importance of sustained engagement even in challenging economic conditions. This is Hot FM News at 12 hours.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
More than $9.5 million US dollars from tainted property held in a Jersey bank account is to be returned to the government of Nigeria to support an infrastructure project. His Majesty's Attorney General for Jersey, Mark Temple Kersey, signed a memorandum of understanding in December to return the money. In January 2024, the Royal Court found the funds were more likely than not proceeds from a corrupt scheme where third-party contractors diverted government funds for the benefit of senior Nigerian officials and their associates. The BBC has more on other stories.
Colombia President Gustavo Petro has told the BBC he believes there's a real threat of U.S. military action in his country after American strikes on Venezuela and the seizure of Nicolas Maduro. His remarks come a few days after President Trump said the prospects of a military operation in Colombia sounded good. Russia says it struck Ukraine overnight using an advanced Dereshnik ballistic missile. Ukraine says targets near the western city of Lviv have been hit by a hypersonic missile and says strikes so close to the European Union and NATO area were a grave threat to European security. This is thought to be only the second time that Russia had used that type of hypersonic intermediate range missile during the conflict. A wave of unrest across Iran continues to escalate as it enters its 13th consecutive day. It's now seen as the largest outbreak of public unrest since the 2009 uprising over disputed elections.
The Hot FM Sports News.
And finally, in sports this afternoon, two Zambia Correctional Service officers and five inmates from Kawe Maximum Correctional Facility have been selected among the 372 referees approved by the Football Association of Zambia to officiate during the 2026 football season. The officers are Sergeant Amia Piri of Mwembeshi Central Correctional Facility, who scored 90%, and Sergeant Nixon Kambaza from the ZCS Staff Training School in Kawe, who attained an impressive 94% in the Zambia Referees National Examinations. Also making the list are five inmates from Kawe Maximum Correctional Facility, all of whom performed exceptionally well and obtained distinctions, an achievement that underscores the effectiveness of rehabilitation programs within the service. Zambia Correctional Service Director of Sports and Cultural Affairs, Assistant Commissioner Devinio Kafita, and on behalf of the Commissioner General Frederick Chilukutu, congratulated the officers and inmates on their achievement. And on that impressive sporting item ends the news at 12 hours. But before I go, here's a recap of the top stories. Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe says the appreciation of the kwacha against the US dollar has failed to translate into improved livelihoods for ordinary Zambians. The economist Noel Nkoma says Zambia should harness the surge in copper prices on the international market for maximum